You won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold on, hold on to me. I don't care if
everybody, welcome to episode 6 of In and Out Kabaddi, and it has been a frantic week in the action of Pro Kabaddi League, coming towards the long end of the road of the regular season. And Sahel, there is only one spot left in the top four. Who's going to grab it?
Well, that's a tough question. It's to start things off. But, you know, I think it's interesting because the way that Dabang Delhi have played, they actually still have an outside chance of this. And they have to beat the Pune Paltin tonight. I'm in the capital here and we've had some insane games over the last couple of nights in Delhi. But yeah, I mean, the fight realistically at this point is sort of between Mumbai and Pune. But like I said, Delhi still have an outside chance, even though they lost by 1 point last night, where if they just thought a little bit and had their think tank on, they could have actually got away with a tie. So yeah, that could prove costly to them. But yeah, I think it's a Bombay-Pune straight fight. And if Pune win tonight, then that might just dent Mumbai's chances.
And let's start with that Delhi match from last night against Patna. They were so close to pulling off a huge shock and really giving themselves every opportunity of making the top four. Miraj was absolutely instrumental in everything that Delhi did. In the end, he got injured and they ran out of steam.
Well, you know, he still played through the injury and that was quite commendable. It was ridiculous to watch him. He was playing like a man possessed last night and literally should have just gone out and bought a lottery ticket because he could do no wrong. You know, he came out, he saved Delhi. Every time they went down to just one man on court, he would come in and pull off a super raid or pull off a moment of magic and bring them back to three men or four men and then put in a super tackle. And, you know, it was something of insane quality that I've not really experienced. And for them to then walk away with a loss was really, really disheartening. And, you know, in that, it basically boiled down to one last raid. It was a do-or-die raid. Kashi Lingadke, their sort of superstar, came into raid. He looked for the bonus point early and then got caught by an ankle hold by another Iranian Fazal on the Patna Pirates left corner. But Delhi had a review in hand and they did not use it. And if they did use it, they would have found that Kashi actually picked up a bonus point before he was tackled. So they could have walked away with a tie, which could have been crucial towards their semi-final hopes. So they missed a trick there.
Why didn't they use it?
Because I wasn't their coach last night, Dan.
Ah. Well, that is a lesson every Kabaddi team have to learn. That the only thing you should employ is Sahel Chanduk.
Yep.
Price. Yep. That's probably why I didn't afford you, though. Okay. Now, two things sort of really struck me in the face with that game last night. One, from watching the footage, was we were worried earlier in the season, and this is an ongoing thing, this isn't just about Kabaddi, that Delhi and Indian sport just doesn't quite fit together as other places, maybe do Mumbai and places like that, really sort of get the locals behind them. But last night, the fans seemed to have 100% passion and were 100% behind it. The other thing that struck me last night was Delhi seemed to have really played Pardeep and Rajesh Mondal back into form for Patna at the right time.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of nights in Delhi have changed my perception, finally, of Delhi wanting to watch some decent sport. It you know, I mean, they came out in some good numbers with some insane amounts of energy to back their team. And it was amazing to watch the last two nights. Also, it helps, finally, that Delhi have a team that are actually performing like a team that wants to win and wants to be in the semifinals. So I think that really helps. But to see the fans come out finally in the capital is a good sign. It was really good to see. And I hope they come out tonight because, like I said, Delhi are still in with an outside chance. And they take on Pune tonight, who may or may not play with Manjeet Chhilla, which could sort of determine their chances as well.
Looking back to the Mumbai leg, because, of course, we sort of haven't spoken since the back end of that. That decided three of the top four. So we got JPP were first through, Jaipur Pink Panthers, Patna, and then the Telugu Titans, who really are in superb form. So they're already in superb form. They're already in. They're sorted. They know where they're going. Then Patna win yesterday. So that puts them top of the league. No one can surpass them at the moment. JPP are in second on 47 points and their season's done and dusted, Sahel. Done and dusted as far as the regular season is concerned. Do you think they will be happy with how they finish the regular season? Bearing in mind, you look at the likes of Umumba and the end of their season has been pretty shaky as well.
Yeah, I think Jaipur should be happy. I mean, they beat Patna in Mumbai, which is a big win. And look, now they have to face the fact that they play the Telugu Titans in the semi-finals. That's been confirmed because Patna now are top of the leaderboard. So the one side that will be really, really not happy after that Mumbai leg are the home side there, UMumba, because you know they went down to the Bengal Warriors by 4 points, and that was a game that they should have won by a country mile. I mean, Bengal did not come into that game wanting to win. Turned up, played with their bench strength with most part, and they didn't even have their captain Nilesh Shinde playing. But UMumba just turned up with a very different outlook. They were overcautious. They sort of looked like they were playing under pressure the entire 40 minutes and just looked so out of sorts that, you know, even a half organized side would have actually beaten the Bengal Warriors that night. They didn't even need to go all out, but they looked in disarray, and that loss then was crucial because it put pressure on them going into the Bangalore game. And then they lost by 1 point on the buzzer with the Rakesh Kumar Raid versus the Bengaluru Bulls. And that was really, really hard to watch. You know, I actually was watching that from the stands for a change, and it was the one game I didn't do there, which was great to give myself a bit of a break. But to see them go down by 1 point, to see Rakesh Kumar just break down after the game and sob on the sidelines was very difficult to digest, very hard to watch because, you know, he's been the linchpin of that side, and as a legend of the game, it's hard to see someone like that just break down after.
And he was literally blocked in the last play, wasn't he, by the Bulls as the Bulls snatched the win. But equally, the Bulls had huge, huge margin in the second half. What were they? 15-27, they were ahead at one point. And Newman did amazingly to actually get it back to 27 points apiece.
Yeah, it was phenomenal to see the comeback. And I mean, you expect that from UMumba, but they're a team of champions. That season two was their own. And, you know, they've consistency has been something that they really have looked to time and time again. But this season's been different for UMumba because they've only had literally the two legends who've performed. Rakesh and Anup Kumar have saved them the blushes time after time. Rishank Tewadika has looked completely out of sorts. His head's not in the right place, I think. And, you know, it's been a big, big blow to UMumba. But they should have won both those games. And, you know, the way they went down there just changed the course of the season for them because now they are literally just hinging on other teams failing. They need Puneri Paltin to lose to Dabang Delhi tonight. And, you know, it becomes difficult because Pune have Dabang Delhi and Bangalore, who both are playing very well. But now Mumbai have to hinge their hopes on Pune.
And of course, that first Mumbai loss at home was their first ever in Pro Kabaddi League. The second loss was the second ever, but also the first time they've lost consecutively at home, obviously, which is a huge deal, really, with obviously a very proud home fans wanting them to win. Rohit Chilla, again, unbelievable in defence.
Mohit
And
Chilla.
Rohit Chilla, and he.
Mohit Chilla.
Mohit Chilla.
There
Mohit
we
Chilla
go.
in defence. And he had Devadiga for the UMumba team quite a number of times as well.
Yeah, and you know, it was quite, again, quite nice to see. I mean, Mohit Chilla was someone who was part of the UMumba setup for the first 3 seasons, so he knew how much he dented the hopes of his old side. And he came and gave Rakesh a big hug after the game and, you know, was chatting with the UMumba guys after the game. And it was good to see that, you know, he understood how much of a blow it was to UMumba. But look, in sport, it's cruel when you switch allegiances and you know, you change teams. You've got to be true to the team you're playing for. And he did just that. He was a professional as ever and did a great job to stop UMumba. And yeah, to watch UMumba lose in that first encounter of the Bengal Warriors, it wasn't just their first loss at home, but it was also their first ever loss in 7 games to the Bengal Warriors. So it wasn't the best time for history to be rewritten for them.
Telugu and JPP, we said they're going to definitely play each other in the semi-finals. And of course, the Titans really laid down a good benchmark for themselves recently, winning 35-23. As ever, it's that man Rahul Chaudhry that we're talking about, who was the one instrumental in booking their place in the semi-finals. Nilesh Solanki again weighed in with 5 raid points. Telugu really looking good for the semi-finals, and are Jasveer and co. going to be, well, really quite concerned about what they're facing?
Now, Dan, remember we go back a few podcasts from here when you know you asked me, are you sure about the Telugu Titans making the
Yeah.
semifinals? And they had lost 3 in a row starting the season. I said, yep, this side is going to make it, no doubts. And a lot of people actually even here doubted it when I said it. I was very, very sort of vocal about it. And It was just phenomenal to have watched them over the last few weeks because they have the side that is capable of winning the title. They have sort of not had the opportunity to make the finals the last three seasons, where possibly they should have on a couple of occasions, but they look really hungry this time around, and I see them being the only side to give the Patna Pirates a serious run for their money. But having said that, Jaipur have played without Shabir Bapu, Rohit Rana, and Jasveer over the last couple of games, and when they come back into the fold, Jaipur looks a different side. So when it comes down to the semi-finals, remember, it comes down to a lot of pressure, it comes down to a lot of key elements that aren't just about gameplay. So, you know, that could very well come into contention. And when you have guys like Jasveer and Shabir who know how to handle pressure, it could just boil down to that as well.
We've got Delhi to play Pune, a new member at home left in the next 2 days. They're the ones with the opportunity of, you know, the extra games. There's going to be some high pressure in there. Who do you see making the difference between those three teams?
Well, Delhi Pune tonight's going to be a key encounter, obviously, for both sides because Delhi have to win to keep their outside chance of making the semi-finals alive. Also, at the same time, they have to beat Pune because Pune is the other side in the race for the semi-finals. Then you go to tomorrow night, and it's going to be amazing because when the Pune side take on the Bangalore unit, the winner of that, basically, we will then know whether it's going to be Umumba still in the race or not. Because if Pune lose tonight, they still can make it if they beat Bangalore tomorrow and Umumba then lose to Dabang Delhi. So we will have our last semi-finalist basically only tomorrow night on the last day of the league phase, which really tells you how close this league has been this year and this season, rather. And you know, it's been quite a testament to the competitiveness of it.
I was just going to say, we've both seen in other leagues and hockey in the ISL as well, that that isn't always the case. Often in these leagues, because they're quite small leagues, they can almost, the bottom few, in this case, the likes of Bengal Warriors, can get detached quite early, but it's often a bigger detachment, i.e. more teams at the bottom, and you end up with an obvious top four with, say, 3 or 4 games to go. It makes it, as you saw with the passion for the Delhi, from the Delhi fans, it makes it so much more exciting when there are more teams who are sort of vying to, you know, Delhi technically could still win the league.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's the beauty of this season. It's a lot of sides that have come out on level terms and really proved themselves when they've needed it most. So it's been astonishing to watch the comeback of some of these units, including Telugu Titans, Dabang Delhi. And you know, it's great to see sides that come out and perform beyond their potential on paper, or see sides that look great on paper that just sort of look disastrous on the night. So you know, it's been a really strange season in many ways, but one that's been great for the fans.
You've seen all the cities on this tour so far as we go into, or we're halfway through the Delhi leg. I know you're such a fan of the north of India. What makes Delhi special?
The food. It's I mean, it's a city that I admire for the infrastructure, for the planning. To be honest, I struggle with the people here. It's a very different mentality to the south in many ways, and it's much louder. The people are much louder. The people are much more outgoing in many ways, and sort of you'll see that in the reflection of like we said earlier, spectatorship coming to sports. You'll see novelty value. I mean, and this is a straight up view of people turning up to be seen at events, and it's something that's very very Delhi like, and as we often say. But I mean, it's a great city with a lot of culture, a lot of history. It's the capital of India, so you know, you expect to be enthralled by visual beauty as well. The roads are stunning. You know, there's a lot of greenery, and it's I mean, it is special for many reasons. It's not very far from the Taj Mahal, obviously, and you know, it is a great tourist spot for anyone to get a feel of India in many ways. But yeah, the people to me, I find it very difficult to relate on the same terms, I guess, because yeah, it's a very different side to the country in that sense.
Now, being a proud Southern Indian lad, I do remember when we were last there, we frequented a very nice South Indian restaurant a few times. I'm guessing you've been back.
I actually did. I went there Sunday afternoon after we landed, but there was a line that extended to the road, and I said, well, I'm not that hungry. I haven't had a bad meal in Delhi ever in my life.
What's that?
And that
Cut the bread up and that it's all sort of deep fried and in with the meat.
Which one?
The one they do at that restaurant where it's all like bread all cut up together. It's one of the southern Indian dishes.
Oh yeah, the Kottu Paratha. It's there's a lot of cool stuff in the food department. But if you come to Delhi, you've got to have authentic North Indian food with some roadside chaat, and that's what you've got to do in Delhi because the food's just fantastic. I mean, you cannot go wrong at any of the local dhabas, as they call them as well, which are sort of the more the local stuff, but just fantastic food. It's a city where I come in going, well, I am going to put on some weight here, and there's nothing that can literally stop me. So it's fine.
We need to do an in and out of, and this week it's Jasvir's speciality, the scorpion kick.
Ooh, that's a nice one. It's a vicious move as well. So yeah, let's do it.
Let's go when you're ready.
Okay, well, the scorpion kick is a very special move in Pro Kabaddi. You see very select players using it. Jasvir Singh is perhaps the best exponent of this. It is a back kick in most ways, but we call it the scorpion kick because of also how vicious it is. We see the balance being something that is really a prerequisite here because it is momentum that needs to go back towards the midline. But at the same time, when you're kicking the person behind you, it has to be enough to extend the leg and get them on the shoulder or the face. The other man that's done it perfectly all season long is Zhang Kunli. He's someone that's got great balance, great power going back, driving him through to the midline. So you'll see a kick coming through where both the hands then go onto the court. One foot just extends back to get the kick on the defender. We often see them get kicked on the chin, on the face, and it's quite a damaging move, not just physically, but on the psychology of the defenders as well. And it's normally affected on the corner defenders, and then you make your move back to the midline because once you've initiated the kick, it pushes the defender backwards, and then you've got momentum going off them towards the midline. What makes it dangerous is when the kick comes in, it then gives a cover defender, if he's aware, enough time to come in with a dash. And you've got to be aware enough to see that tackle coming in from the side and then push off, even if you've not got a successful kick, just to save yourself. So it's a great move, a lot of risk involved, and high intensity.
It is definitely a great move. It's one of those that really sort of gets everyone off their feet during the matches. Brilliant, Sahel, as ever. Your in and outs are so educational. Of course, I'm going to have to put your head on the line here. Who is going to be that fourth spot?
Well, I think I might stick my neck out and say the Puneri Paltin. Although it's a tough one for me because they don't look great. At the same time, Yumumba look like they really want it. So I'm going to say my mind says Puneri Paltin, but my heart says Yumumba. So it's a tough one between the two noisy neighbours.
You don't fancy Delhi to pull off one of the major shocks of the competition ever?
You know, they could do on the form that they displayed last night, but there's too many variables hinging on it. And that's the only thing for me. And you know, it's just the variables that come into play with Dabang Delhi. And last night, if they pulled off a tie last night, it would have looked a lot more useful for them.
There you go. Sahel thinks it's going to be, well, his heart says Yumumba. No, other way around.
You got it right. The heart says Yumumba. The mind says Puneri.
The head says Pune. I'm going. I think it's going to be Yumumba. I think they're going to hold on despite their incredible inconsistencies of form. Well, we'll keep you updated through the week. We're going to try and get a podcast, a pre-semi-final one recorded on Thursday when we know how it's all broken down. Then we'll attempt to do one before the final and we'll definitely get another one out on Monday after the final and after we know who have been crowned the champions of Pro Kabaddi 4. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter, we're at In and Out Kabaddi. Subscribe to us on iTunes and of course on things like Bloodbury, or you can access it through www.danstrange.tv, the In and Out Kabaddi podcast. Sahel, you're back off to Mumbai soon for a day or two before going down to Hyderabad. What are you expecting back down in Hyderabad? I know it's a city you're keen on.
Yeah, you know, it's a lovely city to just go to, which encourages sport. It's a great city where they really do like to come out and support local events that go on there. The people are really nice. It's a very smart city, a city that wants to grow in infrastructure and in the way they go about modernizing India in some sense. So it is always a nice city to go back to. And I mean, to go back there for the finals is going to be a lot of fun because it's a stadium and a franchise that really have promoted the sport and done a lot for the sport. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great couple of days.
Who in your opinion would be the sort of, and who would be the best fans in India as well? We're not meaning to offend anyone. We're not, you know, it's not a competition in that way. But who are the fans that really get behind Kabaddi the most?
You know, it's a tough one. I mean, it's just taken the nation by storm. So we're seeing it all across. But Pune is a hotbed of Kabaddi in India. So that's, you know, that's one of the nicest spots to see the appreciation. Mumbai is, again, a big one. You know, we haven't hit the biggest spot, though. We haven't hit Chennai or Madras, as I still like to call it, which is where the game originated in many ways. So I think if the league does expand and we go to Madras, I think it will be phenomenal to see the support that comes out there.
There we go. Let's lobby for a Madras franchise in the Pro Kabaddi League so that Sahel can head home for a few days every single time the league comes around. Well, for now, though, we're looking ahead to this week. Delhi, Pune and New Mumbai. Good luck to all three of those teams as they go into huge matches to see who can make it for the top four. We'll be back later on in the week. Sahel, it's goodbye from me and we'll speak to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Good to see you guys, and keep following us and keep enjoying Pro Kabaddi. We'll see you soon. One day I'll say I told you so, Dan.